Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this wonderful Sunday. And we are here to help you to have the best looking garden and yard at this time of the year. It's the time to put the garden to bed. It's the time to plant bulbs so that you can enjoy the arrival of spring, planting some great fall flowering plants like flowering cabbage, flowering kale that will last beyond Christmas. They're really beautiful in shades of white, pink, and purple. Also, some late flowering mums, some fall blooming asters, the Montauk daisy, and a lot more. To help to motivate you to become a better gardener, there's a wonderful magazine out. It's called Green Prints. And joining us this morning is Pat Stone. He is the editor and publisher of Green Prints. And we want you to know a little bit about this magazine. Not only was it voted the best small gardening magazine in the country, but it's just gardening. And when you go to a bookstore or a magazine place and you buy a gardening magazine, a lot of it is not about gardening. It's about a deck. It's about the inside of the house. This pertains just about the garden. So let me introduce you to Pat, and he'll tell you about Green Prints. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Absolutely wonderful and thrilled that you are able to join us this morning to tell our listeners about your very special and unique magazine called Green Prints. First of all, I want you to tell our listeners about yourself, what your background is, so that they'll understand where you come from.
Well, I used to be the garden editor at Mother Earth News magazine, which is still in print. This magazine is good, solid, how-to magazine. Lots of, used to be kind of a rural skills magazine, how to do things for yourself. Gardening was a big part of it. And once upon a time, it went through a big change, and I was, all the staff got fired. They changed everything over. And I thought, well, I'm going to start my own garden magazine. I love where I live. I love where I'm raising my family. But there's so many how-to garden magazines that I don't think I could compete with them. So I started Green Prints, which is a weeder's digest, of people's personal garden stories. It's funny, it's tender, it's warm. Gardening means so much to us. It's more than just the fruit and the flowers. It's so inspiring and so heartwarming and so life-changing for people that that's what I share, is people's true garden experiences in Green Prints.
Now, the magazine is different than what's out there. Most gardening magazines will say, if you want to plant tulips, this is how you do it. Your magazine are stories about planting the tulips and the enjoyment that they will give you. So it's a whole different area. And as you said, some of the stories are funny, some are sad, but it's something that will help to really help you to become a better gardener and to better understand gardening.
I think it just helps enjoy gardening. It helps people share it. There's a whole community of people who love gardening. This is a magazine for people who love gardening or know somebody who loves gardening. A very short story by Ann Puel Thompson, The Next Best Thing. When my parents reached their 70s, they began to have difficulty doing the things they used to do with ease. A saying by test pilot Chuck Yeager became their favorite motto. Do the best you can for as long as you can. And when you can't, do the next best thing. My father, in particular, was having health problems. Sometimes his knees would give way without warning. Mom became ever vigilant that he hadn't gotten hurt. One day she looked out the window, and there he was, in the middle of the garden, flat on his stomach, lying down the garden. She rushed outside. George, George, are you all right? That's when she noticed that he had a trowel in his hand and was weeding. George, what are you doing? He looked up and said, the next best thing. In a way, to me, that's a motto for Greenprint, because it's not as good as gardening. Gardening is the best thing, but the next best thing is reading this wonderful stories about it in Greenprint.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there are days that when I'm working in the garden and it gets too hot, I want to lay down just like this man did and finish the weeding that way. So the magazine is full of stories that you and some of your readers have sent you?
Oh, absolutely. I only collect them. I get stories from all over the country, from all over the world. Every couple of months, I sit down and read hundreds of garden stories, because I'm the only magazine that shares this. I am the Weeder's Digest. I get beautiful stories from India, beautiful, funny stories from everywhere. It's a wonderful magazine. It's a privilege for me to work on it and share these people's stories.
Yeah, the magazine itself is about the size of a Reader's Digest, so it's easy to hold in your hand and easy to read, and just as you said, chock full of all kinds of stories depending on the season. Now, how often is Green Prints available? Is it once per season, or how often?
That's the best way of putting it. I put it out quarterly. That way I lose money more slowly. That's my description of what a prosperous enterprise this is. It's great fun to do. I love doing it. But it comes out four times a year. New subscribers also get a bonus issue, which is the best of Green Prints, called the Weeder's Reader. So then you get that extra issue, which has just incredible stories in it.
Now, how do people order the magazine?
You can order it online at greenprints.com, greenprints being like thumbprints that are colored green. That's an easy way. You can order through our 800 phone number, which is 800-569-0602, 569-0602. It's $19.97 for the first year. That gets the Weeder's Reader. And if people mention you, if people mention Paul Parent, I will give you an extra issue. So the four issues in your subscription, I'll give you five, because I want to know how people heard out about the magazine. So if they mention you, Paul, you got such influence, they'll get an extra free issue.
That's great. And then once people have read the magazine, then maybe they can write you and give you a story about their special garden.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's where I get my stories, is from people's garden experiences. I mean, I got one guy who wrote me, he just wrote this in a little letter. He said, I tried to grow green beans. It was the first time I've ever gardened. And I didn't know that when the plants sprout, they push the little seed out of the ground. The seed head comes right out of the ground. And I thought, oh my gosh, I must have planted my green beans upside down. So I went to the whole garden, pulled every plant out, put it back in upside down, and left them, roots waving in the breeze. I just love those kind of stories. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and it's true. I mean, the new gardener who has never done something like that doesn't know what to expect. And I think reading a magazine like yours will educate them at the same time, besides giving them a good chuckle.
It also consoles us, because no matter how good a gardener you are going to make mistakes. You just are. And it helps to learn to laugh at them. And, you know, sometimes you don't even know why something happened. It just helps to realize that gardening is an eternally humbling experience at some level. There's a reason humor and humus have the same word root, you know.
One of these days I'll have to send you some of my experiences in the garden, because I think I've learned more by killing things than I have through learning about them. And that's how a lot of gardeners learn. They make a mistake, they see that they made a mistake, and they learn from that experience. They don't do it again, and then they have a great time learning and improving their skills in the garden.
I would love to get some stories from you, Paul. I bet not only have you a lot of stories of your own, I bet you've heard some good ones in all your radio years. That would be terrific.
Yeah, we have heard some good ones on the radio. We're going to take a quick break, Pat, and when we come back, maybe you could give us another one of your stories that can be found in the magazine, and just to give people a feel for this very, very unique magazine, and it makes a great holiday gift idea, too.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are talking with Pat Stone. He is the publisher and writer of a very, very unique gardening magazine called Green Prints. It's an award-winning magazine. And I'll tell you, when you compare his Green Prints to other magazines that are about 50% ads, and this magazine has very, very few ads, mostly great stories, like Pat's going to tell us right now. Okay, Pat, let's hear another story.
I wanted to tell you a sweet one to make up, to kind of balance the humorous one I told you. This one's by Norma Johnson. It's about when she was a little girl and how her father learned about love from his garden. It's called Flowers Grow in a Garden. I tell anyone who asks that my love of gardening came directly from my father. What I don't reveal is that he taught me about a greater kind of love as well. Father's flower garden was beautiful and perfect. Everything was neat and in its place, even the white picket fence. He painstakingly made the fence out of leftover scraps of wood from the factory where he worked, carefully measuring and nailing each picket. Each spring, I would stir the mixture of whitewash in a large bucket and help my father paint the fence. We couldn't afford real paint. Many paths separated this section of my father's garden. One might hold daisies and phlox, another colorful foxgloves and daylilies, on and on. My mother, she didn't garden herself, but she would often wander up and down the paths, gazing at the beautiful flowers. One day, she must have wanted to spruce up our plain little house, because she picked a large bouquet. I'd never seen her do that before. And indeed, the vase of reds, yellows, and pinks on the kitchen table brightened up our whole home. That night, when Father walked into the kitchen after work, he took one glance at the bouquet and exploded. "Are those my flowers?" he demanded. "Your flowers," Mother answered. "I always thought it was our garden. Now you're saying they're your flowers? You're darn tooting they're my flowers. I planted them, weeded them, and watered them. You can look at them, but you aren't supposed to pick them." "Well, excuse me," Mother said, tears rolling down her face. You just keep your precious flowers. I'm never going to your garden again. She ran into the bedroom, slamming the door. I tried to stay invisible throughout this tirade. I couldn't understand. Why was Father so angry over a silly bouquet, making Mother cry? She'd meant no harm. I kept silent. He stood looking at the closed door for a while, then he headed out the back door, probably to assess the damage to his garden. I slipped out the front door, thinking it was a good time to go visit my friend's house. There, maybe the atmosphere would be a little more sane. A little over an hour later, I came back. I dreaded going to the house, deciding I would head straight up to my room. But when I opened the door, I got the surprise of my life. My mother was sitting on the couch smiling, and my father was next to her with his arm around her. When I looked around the room, it was easy to see why she was beaming. Every flat surface in the whole house had a jar of freshly cut flowers. I remember thinking that Father's garden must be pretty bare. My father had finally realized that flowers may be grown in a garden, but they, and love, should never be imprisoned behind a white picket fence.
I like that. That's good.
It's a great story. Good. That's one in the Weeder's Reader, that free issue you get when you subscribe.
Okay. Now, we want to tell everybody, this is, again, it's a very unique magazine. Give us the website, Pat, one more time.
Okay, the website is www.greenprints.com. Green prints like thumbprints that are colored green.
And they can order right on the Internet.
Absolutely. It is. Once again, it makes a terrific holiday gift. It's heartwarming. It's sort of a connecting thing. And you get it several times a year. You always get reminded that you have this present.
Okay, and the phone number, if they don't have a computer and they want to talk to you directly and place an order.
Okay, the phone number is 800-free, toll-free, 800-569-0602.
569-0602.
And mention Paul Parent, and I'll give you an extra free issue on your subscription or on your gift.
Wonderful. Pat, thank you so much for joining us and telling our listeners about this great magazine. And remember, if you bought it last year and it's time to renew, do it and send Pat a story. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're just joining us, the phone number is 855-660-4261. It's toll free. Give us a call and we'll try and help you to become a better gardener, to answer your gardening questions. As the seasons change, there are things that need to be done to prepare for the next season. And the fall is no exception. A lot to do to get ready for winter that's just around the corner, believe it or not, and for the spring. And right now, if you get a chance today, get down to your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, and buy your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, lilies, and get them planted now so that you'll have color when the spring arrives. Now, there are different types of tulips, and you want to read the label because some are going to be early, some are mid-season, and some are late flowering. So if you want color all at once, then you can plant all early, all mid-season, or all late. Or you can plant combinations of early, mid-season, and late, and that way you'll have a show of color for a much longer period of time in your garden. But don't be scared to ask questions when you get there. Now, a couple of things you should know. Tulips will be eaten if you have rodents. So if you have mice or voles, chipmunks, squirrels, they will eat tulips. They won't eat daffodils. They won't eat hyacinths, grape hyacinths. And the people at the nurseries can tell you. But if you really want to have tulips, then at the time of planting, a couple things that you can do that will minimize the amount of damage. Number one, buy a bulb fertilizer and not bone meal. Bone meal has been the old standby for many, many years. And what happens is it's a good product, but if you spill some of it on the ground and the animals smell it, they'll dig looking for the bone to eat. And once they get down to the tulip, they'll eat all your tulips. So use a bulb fertilizer. Espoma and Dr. Earth have great bulb fertilizers to use at this time of the year. Now, if you've had problems in the past, you can use an animal repellent. Shake Away has a product that you can broadcast in the hole at the time of planting and then on top of the ground after. So if you've got tulips, what you do is you get a bag, just a brown paper bag, put your bulbs in it, put in a little bit of the Shake Away granules, shake it so that the bulb is covered, plant. And then sprinkle a little bit between the bulbs, cover, water well, and then sprinkle some of the Shake Away repellent granules right on top of where the bulbs are planted, and that will eliminate the problems with the bulbs being eaten during the winter. Okay? So if you have a question, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from, or I'm sorry, William from Mass with a question about black oak.
William, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
How can we help you with your garden this morning, William?
Interested in your take on this infestation of black oak on Cape Cod. The insect is the crypt gall wasp.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that you should do is it does make a gall on that plant. And what you want to do is check with your local county extension service to see what their recommendation is, because certain areas, if you're near water, you have to be careful that you don't hurt the fish that are living near water. And then you'll need to read the label carefully to find out what the application rate is. And what you never, ever want to do is to say, well, I really have a bad problem. I'm going to double the amount to kill them twice as fast. And to treat the individual plants at the recommended time by that product. Also, some of the, if it's a big tree, you can't prune out the gall because you just can't get up 50 feet in the air to clean up the plant. Fertilizing that plant will help it to give it the energy that it needs to survive an infestation of a gall that's created on the branches. But number one, call your local county extension and see what they recommend in your area and tell them how close you are to a body of water, whether it's ocean or fresh water, and that way they can recommend the right product for you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you. And feeding will go a long way to help to repair some of the damage that it's done. And what I'll do in the meantime, I will do some research on it and find out what is recommended for your particular area. There's so many new chemicals out there, and there's new insects that we get every single year, and you have to treat them in a specific way for the best control. But I'm making a note right now. I'll check into it for you, and maybe we can talk about it next week also. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Tom, who can we help with their garden next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about geraniums.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me,
well,
are you bringing your geraniums inside?
Yes, I have three beautiful geraniums in individual flower pots, and I like to bring them down in my basement, but I don't know what to do with them once I get them down there. Do I water them or just let them, the foliage, everything die back?
Okay. What you want to do with geraniums are a very, very unique plant, and they have the ability to go dormant during the winter months and come back to life in the spring. So what you're going to do anytime now, take your geraniums, put them in your basement on the floor, not on top of a bench or a table, but on the floor. That way the pot can pick up the cold coming from the cement or the dirt floor in your basement. Okay? Now, once you get it down there, you want it to go to sleep. So, no water. You put it down there, you say good night. I will see you in March. And I know you'll be going down the cellar. The leaves will turn yellow. They'll turn brown. Some will fall. Some will stay attached to the plant. But do not water. Because if you do, it's going to wake up. It's going to start to grow. There's no windows in your basement to speak of. And it will make all kinds of very skinny growth. It will be all yellow, misshapen. So no water. March 1st, bring them upstairs. Take out your pruners. Anything that's dead, take it out. Anything that looks good, cut it back to about 6 to 8 inches high. So you cut back every single branch 6 to 8 inches. Give it a good drink with a liquid fertilizer so that they can wake up. And then when we had our greenhouse, we would always feed with dynamite. And dynamite is going to be more readily available next spring than it was this year. Because dynamite will fertilize your plant for a 4 to 6 month period without reapplication. So every time you water, the little pellet releases fertilizer, the plant absorbs it, and it grows. And I'll tell you, if you follow those steps, pruning them in March, feeding them, put them right in front of a nice sunny window, one that faces south, if possible, and once a week, spin the plant so that the side that faces the window now, next Sunday, faces inside the room that it's in. And that way it will grow more uniform. And by starting them in March, By the time you get to May, the plants will be over a foot in height and spread. They'll have flower buds and possibly even flowers on them. And, but the main thing is keep them cool and do not water. And if you've got a hot basement, put them as far away from the furnace as possible, like in the corner someplace. If you have a crawl space under your house and not a basement, put them in the crawl space and they'll do fine there also. And again, no water, no food, just say good night. I'll see you in the spring.
Well, that's wonderful.
Anything else? Anything else I can help you with?
Just a question about dahlias. Do I have to wait for the frost to hit the foliage before I dig up those tubers?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you really do, because you want the energy in dahlias or begonias, calla lilies, caladiums, cannas, all of your beautiful summer flowering bulbs that are not winter hardy. You need to have a frost hit the foliage, and that will knock all the energy out of the leaf, send it down to the bulb, where it will be stored for the winter, and it really helps to prevent a bulb from drying out during winter storage. So enjoy them when the frost hits them. Dig them up. Cut the top of the plant off, leaving a 1-inch stem. Put them in your basement, again, on the floor, and cover them with a little bit of peat moss or pine bark mulch, and wait until March and start them indoors. Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I would like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you to become a better gardener. And if you have any questions, call us. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261, and we will work together to solve your gardening problems. The way that you learn is to ask questions. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Greg from Utah with a question about lilacs.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, thank you. I planted some lilacs in the spring, and it wasn't too long, and all the leaves fell off. And we kept watering them, and, you know, we got some straw around them to keep the soil moist, because we're in a desert out here. And we noticed the little tiny green buds down on the, you know, near the trunk and up the, you know, up onto the plants. But they never did get their leaves, but the bark never did crack, and I still think they're alive, even though it's going into the fall and winter. I just wondered if I should leave them there until the spring, or if they're dead.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, and it's very easy. Take your fingernail, scratch through the bark near the tips of your branches to see if there's green underneath the bark. If there's green, then the plant is still alive. And I would definitely leave them there if you see that. If it's brown, then there's a problem. Now, did you buy them from a nursery?
Yes, I did. And they were, they were flowering and, you know, just, yeah, I did.
Within what time period did the foliage come off the plant? I mean, within a week or two or three or?
About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks, and then the leaves turned yellow and they fell, or?
Yeah, they just, we had some wind and a lot of the leaves dried up and fell off, just like it was fall or something.
Okay. What I would do is I would go back to the nursery today or as soon as you can. let them know that you bought lilacs from them, and tell them what happened. Scratch the bark like I recommend, and if it's green, tell them and ask them what their guarantee policy is, because for this to happen within a 3-week period, it could be that if the weather was warm, maybe you didn't water enough and the plant dropped its foliage because of that. But in the meantime, scratch the stems and check it out. But if it's green underneath the bark, there is a very, very good chance. But if you go to the nursery, you'll let them know, and you tell them what you bought, how you planted them, and what directions you were told by the salespeople, I'm sure what they'll do is to take your name, and you can ask them this. Say, listen, you know, I spent a lot of money on this. I planted it the way that you told me, and I've watered and cared for them. If they don't survive the winter, I would like them replaced at no charge. Because if it's a good nursery, they're going to give you a year's guarantee. And by next spring, if the plants are dead, then you should be able to get a new plant from them to replace something that did not survive the first year in your yard.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. And then I also had one question. A few years ago, we had 20 below zero temperatures for almost a month, and it killed the fruit trees. Is there any way I can... I've got some that have been in there for about 3 years, 2 to 3 years now since then. Is there any way I can protect them from those bitter temperatures like that?
Well, you can do a couple of things. Number one, cover the ground with 2 to 3 inches of mulch, whether it's hemlock or spruce or pine. But that will help to insulate the ground so that if you lose your snow cover and you get a nice hot day, the ground will thaw, and then at night it will freeze. So the freezing and thawing can hurt the root system. The next thing, as soon as all of the foliage comes off your fruit trees, spray them with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And you can buy that at your local nursery. And you spray the buds and all of the branches with this product. And if you're able to give it a couple of sprayings about a month apart, the wax will seal the stems and the buds, preventing the wind from pulling the moisture out of your plant.
Something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web.